Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there, wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com. It is the way tire buying should be. And this, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be.
Hell yeah.
And let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. We're here, Radio Row. It's starting to get a little more crowded now as the week goes on.
Absolutely.
Good to see folk out. But we're having a great time here in Phoenix, man. And it's good to see you, brother.
So let me tell you, last night was the big media party, and Chris and Rob G bailed out on me at the last minute.
Well, we wanted to go watch the LeBron make history.
Right.
Rob
wanted to go eat
some finger foods.
No, I ate. I had 10 plates, in fact. You know what I mean? They had that braised pork or whatever it was, or braised beef, I should say. You know that? So I had a lot of that. But it was on a farm, and it just felt a little weird, Chris, being on a farm. I thought to myself, you know, am I on a plantation?
Oh,
am I supposed to pick some cotton or
here
something?
Here we go. Look at it. I'm just going to move on. I'm just going to move on.
That's got
to
be racist.
It was a farm.
Why? You're in Phoenix. You're not in Alabama.
I know. It felt like Alabama. I just was, there were crops there. They would, like, help yourself. But anyway, it was a lot of people.
Don't
just
use
too cold.
That on your next stand-up.
Yeah, no good.
My spot, 275 Park in Brooklyn.
So did you open?
We've done a soft opening. It's been open.
And it's been great, but the grand opening is coming soon. We'll get you on the docket.
Okay, I want to be on in New York and Dave Butt.
You gotta be funny, man.
In Brooklyn. What do you mean? Every time I've done comedy, Rob G, have I not been funny?
Quiet. Here's a sneaky thing about this show. I'm really the funniest.
Yeah, okay.
I'm the funniest one.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right, peaches.
All right, keep it light right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. However you're listening, for the next 3 hours, we got DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. He got some takes, too.
Yeah, he got
off
hot
the record,
takes.
He got hot takes, but he
hey, Alex, can you do the next 4 hours after this show?
Oh, that's I got I you. It'd be a pleasure.
Super producer Rob G is in the house and on the updates.
Hey,
our
Steve.
Man, Steve, this is like, all right, Rob, the big news. I know you didn't watch it. Maybe you heard about it. LeBron James.
You don't watch. You haven't watched everything. Don't make it like you've watched everything.
That's not everything. This is a dude becoming the all-time leader.
Did you have to watch every basket for that to be justified in your mind, or did you have to watch the one?
I wanted to.
No, I get that, but I saw it. Don't make it like okay. I didn't see it.
Yeah, I know you were on YouTube this morning. You know,
I saw it on social media. I saw it.
But anyway, I don't know
if Anthony Davis saw it, but I'm just saying.
He was watching on the Jumbotron, it looked like, but we'll get to that later. But LeBron becomes the all-time leading scorer. Most total points in NBA history. And, Rob, I'm going to throw it out to you because this has become, you know, today, every network, we did it, myself and Nick Wright and Kevin Wiles on First Things First. We did the GOAT debate. And where do you stand? Does this make LeBron the GOAT?
Absolutely not. I got a better way for you. No way, no how has anything changed. I mean, people are grasping for straws because they felt like, well, this is it. He's got the most points, so now he's better than Michael Jordan. Well, wait a minute. So Kareem was the GOAT, Chris? Did I miss it when Kareem was Kareem ever the GOAT?
When Karl Malone was close.
Was Karl Malone
in the
GOAT? In the discussion. I don't remember mentioning Karl Malone's name other than making some phony joke about a mailman and the U.S. Postal Service. I mean, come on. To honestly believe that is what separates you and that's what elevates you is ridiculous, Chris. And there's no disrespect to LeBron and what he's accomplished and being able to stay healthy for most of those 20 years.
Credit to
and
him,
being an Iron Man and being all that. And I'm not mad at him that it's easier than ever to score now. Pile up the points. You know what I mean? Right? It's easier, Chris. So he could average 30.
But he's still, still, what, 6-7 people? Averaging 30.
Right.
So it's easier for everybody, and it's definitely easier.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. And
I think he knows that. But he's probably like, wow.
Right, this is a piece of cake.
Easier than it used to
be. Exactly.
I'm not even close to what I was.
But to say that elevated him over Michael Jordan is ludicrous to me. I just don't see the logic behind it other than the fact that they have to keep figuring out something to figure out how he's going to pass him. He's not going to get enough championships, right? So they've kind of convinced themselves of that. He can't win 10 scoring championships in a row. He can't be defensive player, first team, Chris, 6 times in his career.
Right.
Like, all those ships have sailed. There's nothing else. So that's why I get why the LeBron people were grasping for straws after last night.
Yeah, look, both you and I have him second to Michael Jordan. All right, but no, Rob, not just basketball, but football as well. The longevity stats, that's not how we have historically determined GOATs. Emmitt Smith is the all-time leading rusher, and there are very few people that would put him ahead of Jim Brown, Barry Sanders, Eric Dickerson, because their peak was higher, okay? And Michael Jordan's peak was obviously higher than LeBron's. Michael Jordan, the way LeBron locked down the Eastern Conference, remember that 8 straight finals in Miami and Cleveland? He owned the East. Michael Jordan did that to the whole NBA.
Exactly.
The whole NBA.
How many Hall of Famers, Chris, got shut out during Jordan's reign?
No doubt about
Everybody
it.
Everybody ate during LeBron's run. Everybody ate.
Right.
Even Dirk Nowitzki ate. I mean, he had a hoagie and fries. He ate. I mean, I'm just saying.
No, it's true. And Michael Jordan was just more dominant on an individual level and on a team winning level, of course. And he did it, Rob, in fewer years. Okay, Jordan won 6 championships in 15 years. LeBron's won 4 in 19. It'll be 4 in 20 if he doesn't win it this year. And that, it looks like they're not on that pace. That's for darn sure.
Did they win last night? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, right, right. But the interesting thing is, because LeBron did say, if I was a GM, I'd choose me if I was starting a franchise. Well, the history tells us, if I choose Michael Jordan, I'm going to win a championship every 2.5 years. If I choose LeBron, I'm going to win one every 5 years, assuming they don't win it this year. So that's one way Jordan dominated. Jordan led the league in 13 times in a statistical category of points, rebounds, assists, steals. 3 times in steals, 10 times in scoring. LeBron's led the league twice, once in scoring, once in assists. You know, Jordan's won more MVPs. And Jordan won the Defensive Player of the Year. LeBron didn't. Jordan was all defensive team 9 times. LeBron 6. And this is in fewer seasons.
Right.
So the dominance of Michael Jordan was just at a higher level. LeBron has been the best player in the league. But he hasn't owned the league. Right? Like, where's the run where no one else could win? Even when he was in Miami and they had the best team for 4 years on paper.
And they only won two. And they could have, if they won the third one, would have been in rarefied air of teams that have won 3 championships in a row.
Right.
So they didn't get that done.
There's 3 three-peats since Bill Russell.
And Jordan had 2 of them. And here's
Shaq
the other
and
one.
Kobe
here's the other one with LeBron's 4 championships. During this era, Steph Curry has 4 championships.
Right.
So he hasn't even separated himself from his peers, Chris. Steph has as many.
Yeah, I think LeBron is clearly the best player, but you would get an argument from some people of whose era is this? Is this Steph's era or was this LeBron's era? You know, if you go back a few years. And so and I think one of the final straws is that, Rob, we can look at every other fantastic player and point to a moment, a series, a string of incredibly important games on the biggest stage where they struggled, except Michael Jordan. Now, Jordan lost, but it was never like his fault, like, oh, he didn't show up.
Right.
He didn't play well.
He didn't have the LeBron-Dallas moment.
That was LeBron's moment.
Where LeBron had an ultimate meltdown.
Yep. And they were the better team.
Yeah, right.
They should have won that series. And LeBron just, by his own admission, he just fizzled. He wasn't himself. And they were guarding him with J.J. Barea, and LeBron wouldn't take advantage. Magic obviously had the tragic Johnson finals in 1984. Larry Bird, look it up, scored 8 points in consecutive games in his first NBA finals. Kareem was not like the best player on the team for like his last 3 rings, you know, and it was Magic by then. And so you can point to all of these different – Kobe, you talk about it a lot. Just stop shooting against
Phoenix. Remember that.
Basically
that's a game 7. He quit on the team, Chris.
To
prove a point, which was shocking for Kobe because he was the ultimate competitor. Like, I bet you we could do that over again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He would never do that. It was stunning.
And so that's what you don't have with Michael Jordan. Again, he lost. We're not trying to make it like he won every series, but it was like – it wasn't like he ever melted, like the moment was too big or anything like that. And I think those are the things that make him the GOAT, Rob. And I looked this up, too, because, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, the super teams and things like that. And check this out. These are the teammates.
Oh, no. LeBron had an unbelievable amount of great teammates compared to Michael.
Well, LeBron's had 6 teammates who were on the top 75 team.
Okay.
Jordan had four. Now, some people would say, yeah, but LeBron has Shaq when he wasn't the same, although Magic helped carry Kareem. But he had Shaq, and there was another older player that was with him.
Okay.
But Jordan had Robert Parrish and George Gervin at the end of their careers when they weren't very good. Seasons where you had two of your teammates make the All-Star team that year.
Michael Jordan had none.
Zero.
I was going to say, I don't remember. Never.
LeBron had five. Five seasons where two of his teammates, and him.
That's three All-Stars.
Right. Five of those.
Michael had zero.
And then top five picks. Teammates who were top five picks.
Okay,
in the
I would
draft.
Say LeBron had four and Michael had none.
Wow. LeBron had 34.
Wow.
And Michael had nine.
34-9, top five picks.
And Jordan won more. And again, this is not to slight LeBron. We think he's the second best ever.
This is just to give it context,
right,
to show you why we came up with Michael Jordan being number one, because it's not just six championships. Come
absolutely.
On, it's not that.
Because we both have LeBron ahead of Kobe. Kobe had five. LeBron has four. We have him ahead of Kareem. Kareem has six.
Right.
You know, so, yeah. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys, though. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We want to know, does this, in your eyes, make LeBron the GOAT? And particularly those of you who do think LeBron is the GOAT. And I'll say this, Rob. This is what I do believe last night did, is if you remember during the pandemic, they had The Last Dance. And it was such a powerful film, and it to a lot of people that didn't really see Jordan up close.
You remember that.
It swayed them toward, even younger people, toward Jordan. I do think that this, it may not be as powerful as The Last Dance, but for a lot of younger people, they're seeing this. And so for a lot of them, it may balance it where they're like, okay, nah, I think it is LeBron. Or at least LeBron's closer than I thought. You know, I think that type of thing.
I think closer is definitely, like, they could say that.
In their eyes. I do think a lot of millennials could use that in the plus column. Right. All right, your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. Is LeBron the GOAT?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
and travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. And Super Week here on Fox Sports Radio is presented by Chalk, C-H-O-Q. Chalk is the reigning champion of natural men's health. Supercharge your game, fellas, with higher T, maximum energy, and laser focus. Visit CHOQ.com to kick off your subscription today. That's Chalk.com. Subscribe today. 877-99 on Fox. Is LeBron the GOAT now that he's the all-time leading scorer in NBA history?
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Justin in Tucson, Arizona. Very nice, Justin. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call again. I love talking basketball and listening to you guys talk basketball. I think you guys are encyclopedias of basketball.
Thank you.
So that's number one. Number two, all kudos to LeBron. I wish I had what he was putting in his cereal that would make me as a 43-year-old be as fit and play as long as a high level as he did. That said, I'm rolling with Jordan for two reasons. Number one, I think he did more with less. If you look at his teammates, the best teammate he played with was Scottie Pippen. When he had Dennis Rodman, you could have a murderer's row with who LeBron has played for, all-star games, all those accolades. And I think Jordan made those other teammates better, and they won more. The second point I have is pure speculation. I don't know why Jordan took those 2 years off. And I think the Rockets would have given the Bulls some trouble. But I think if he hadn't taken those 2 years off, we'd be talking about the Bulls being 8-0 under Jordan in the finals.
Oh, it would be close.
Solidifies.
Yeah, the only reason he would have lost in either of those 2 years is just mental fatigue.
Right, I'm just saying. It would have been close.
But look, he beat Shaq when Shaq had Penny Hardaway and Dennis Scott.
I remember
and
that.
Shooters, like Nick Anderson. It wasn't like they had the great dominant big man and shooters around them. They swept them.
Yeah, I remember that very vividly. Nick. In New York, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Nick?
I'm doing good. One of my favorite shows. I think you two are the best two together.
Wow.
And if you were in the WWE, I think you two would be tag team champions.
Wow.
My man, we appreciate it.
That's right.
No problem. That call that just came in, it was a great call. I haven't heard anyone talk about the 2 years that Jordan took off where they probably would have won the championships because he was at his peak at that time.
Yep.
The one thing that just gets me upset with LeBron, he's the greatest scorer of all time, but score is one word. He had to put a team together in order to win the championships, but he's not humble about it. He tells you how great he was. We never worried about that with Jordan because we knew he was the best. And him having to do that, I just take a step back, and I do respect what he's done and how long he's done it, but him having to tell us how good he is,
right?
That makes him not the GOAT.
Well, Nick, a lot of people didn't like it, Chris, when he sat back and said that's when he knew he was the GOAT, when they came back from 3-1.
Right.
And we agree that you don't have to say that. Like you just don't. Because people will acknowledge it. People know when you're great. You don't have to say that's when I knew I was the GOAT. Who says that?
I liked his approach last night where he said, "Look, I'm just happy to be in the conversation. But look, if I was starting a team, I'd take me."
Right. I'm fine with that
because a lot of players.
But he
feel
said
that
he
way.
Was the GOAT.
But
before.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in Washington. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mike?
Hey guys, how are you? Big time Jordan fan. And you know, it's so sickening to keep hearing the comparison because there's no comparison. The two eras that these two played in are completely different. You know, Jordan played in a much tougher league. LeBron was in a league where you can't hand check. And you know, and as far as surpassing Kareem, I would love to see the percentage of points that LeBron made from the free throw because
we lost.
And,
okay, we got
and,
you.
And, you know, this is a guy, and perception is reality, and it's pure speculation. This is a guy that sat out the last few games of the season so he could win the scoring title so his field goal percentage wouldn't go down. The guy's all about himself. That's all he ever be is. It's not about the game. It's not about the history. It's not about tradition. It's about LeBron.
All right. Thanks for your call.
We were asking for some guys that think LeBron's a go. We want to hear the argument.
Right. Well, here we go. I think Nick in South Carolina is one of those LeBron guys. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Am I wrong, Nick?
No, you're absolutely wrong, Rob. You know, I am a huge LeBron fan. Actually, I'm a homer, as you once called me. But for me, Jordan is the GOAT for all the reasons you guys said. My thing is, why is Jordan being punished for staying with his team and playing within his system?
Right.
You know, Pippen was a non-Division I player, and he became an all-star. You know, and here's the thing. I don't think the Heat were as stacked as many say because of Wade's health and Bosch's inconsistency. But nonetheless, LeBron still got to pick his teammates, unlike Jordan.
No, but here's what I'll say. Let me say this, Nick, about what you're saying with him picking
Wade
that team,
Bosch.
Wade and Bosch. But you tore down the East, Chris. You weakened. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, Toronto. Like, I mean, Toronto I'm was Chris Bosch's team. Right. Miami was Wade's.
That's
team.
What
no,
I'm
that's
saying.
A good point.
Like you weakened two other teams and became one. That's what all I'll say, Nick. You know what I mean? And why he was able to run through the East.
No, I hear you. I hear you. That makes sense. Now, with that being said, also, I want to quickly touch on a quick point Chris made yesterday about this being like the rushing record. I think this is actually kind of like the rushing record, but also being top 25 in receiving yards. So if you think about like someone who can orchestrate an offense while getting his 30 points, going to 10 finals, winning 4 rings, I don't know if he'll ever see something like that again. He's just solidified himself as the most complete player ever. So,
now, look, I think – one thing that people will hold against LeBron, Rob, is that he did handpick his teams.
Right.
Like going forward after Miami, you know, Cleveland, he knew they had Kyrie. He got Kevin Love, who was a dominant player in Minnesota.
If you remember this,
statistically,
Chris, when he put his letter out that he was coming back to Cleveland, you remember through Sports Illustrated, right, the letter? It didn't even mention Wiggins.
Right.
Like,
right.
He already knew Wiggins wasn't going to be on the team.
Traded, right.
That he was going to be why wouldn't you mention Wiggins? He was the first overall pick.
Right.
He didn't even mention him because he knew that Love was coming.
And I think when we always talk about this, when you're talking about the all-time greats, you nitpick.
Right.
And that is a nit that people will pick. Well, Jordan it's like I've said this before. If I go to the park and I'm watching a game, and I say, I see the other four best players, and I pick all four of them. That, okay, and we run the table, fine. But if I go to the park and I'm like, yo, who playing with me? I don't care. Just give me whoever.
Right.
And I run the table. It's more impressive.
Right.
Like you would, like, and that's
that
the difference.
That would be you like you picking Rob G for your team, right?
I'd like to see you and Rob G play one-on-one.
Please. Are
you always bragging about how you scored a bucket on Nancy Lieberman.
I scored more than that. She's a Hall of Famer. I almost beat Nancy. I ran out of time.
All right, it is the
How many Hall of Famers have
Greg
you played
Jennings.
One-on-one?
Let me think about it. Greg Jennings will join us next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Greg James. And to his credit, he has become not only a workout warrior, but a Mr. Universe.
But you know what? Even bigger, he's put so many people to work in third world countries making Hanes t-shirts.
Oh, he is a Super Bowl champion, a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. And as I said, Mr. Universe, that's no joke. Greg Jennings, what's up, man?
What's up? I actually like the way you put that this week. It's up a little bit better.
I didn't mention the gut. That's why you were like, oh, I never had a gut. So.
Absolutely.
I mean, Greg, how many t-shirts are you going through every
week? Hey, Rob, we're not talking about all that.
Greg, I do want to ask you, because I know you love talking basketball. I see the frown on your face on First Things First every time you leave the set because we're about to talk basketball. I know you want to talk it. So you're a huge LeBron fan.
You're a LeBron guy.
So who do you think is the GOAT and why?
So I'm a LeBron guy. I know LeBron just, had a phenomenal feat, obviously, scoring title now. My heart goes Jordan. Everything about me is MJ because I grew up watching that, wanting to be like Mike. Everything was about Mike. Yeah. And I think because LeBron James is more of a peer to me, I don't see him as – I just don't see anything that he does that can ever top what I've been ingrained to, and know in what I see with Mike, man. It's just – when you see something for the first time and it's my goodness.
Right.
That's what Michael Jordan was. He was the first time. And so there is no topping the first time for me.
Now, I didn't even think about this until you said it. Are you and LeBron are close in age? Do you know what
we're
year or two
age.
Or what?
Same age. Okay.
Now, and you were a really good high school basketball player. Did you ever come across him in like AAU or national events or anything like that?
I did not. I never did. He was on a different level, apparently.
You ain't heard about him, though.
No, but you
obviously knew about him.
So because of Ohio and Michigan.
Well,
that was
like I said, Greg was a really good player. Right. Yeah, I'm serious about that.
I definitely heard about him on the AAU circuit and whatnot, but never had the opportunity to see him play in any AAU tournaments or just period, at least in high school.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Greg, let's turn to the Super Bowl and the Eagles and their defense and their sacks and what they can do to pressure Patrick Mahomes. How effective do you think they'll be against Kansas City and with Mahomes still nursing the high ankle sprain? Will they be able to get to him as they've gotten to just about everybody this year as far as quarterback and putting pressure on them?
Yeah, I got to believe that they'll be able to put some pressure on them. That's just what they do. That's in their DNA. That's what has allowed them to be in this position that they're at. We all talk about the NFC Championship game and what the San Francisco 49ers weren't afforded, but it was due to the pressure that they got blitzed with from that defensive line and that defensive front. So I just love what they do. They have a tremendous amount of depth. And when you look at the offensive line of the Kansas City Chiefs, they have really great players. But then you have one guy, Andrew Wiley. He's given up 9 sacks, 53 pressures.
Wow.
That right tackle. Like, and when you think about matchups in games like this, you focus on, okay, who can we take advantage of? He is the one guy on that offensive line that if you're Hassan Reddick, if you're that defense, you're trying to make sure you isolate him and put the pressure on him to not give up sacks, which he leads their team in sacks and pressures.
So Greg, if you're Andy Reid and you know this, right, there's the leaky part of the line there. What do you do to combat that, and can you do anything? Because if you give him help, maybe they come on the other side, right?
Of course. What he's always done, what Andy Reid has always done is you blitz, I replace where you blitz. He's the best, like, extension of the run game preventer, or I shouldn't say preventer, inventor, as we've seen. When what that means is he doesn't have to turn around and conventionally hand the ball off for it to be considered a run in their offense. He can do a little slip screen, jet sweep, a little tight end screen, delay. All those things will help you keep the defense honest and will play into the hand of their pressures.
What now, Jalen Hurts, obviously he can be up for a contract extension this summer. Have you, win or lose, have you already seen enough from him that if you were running the Eagles, you'd be willing to, you know, give him the big bag? They did that with Carson Wentz, and obviously it backfired. Have you seen enough of Hurts to do that if you were running the Eagles?
Like, I would love to say yes, but I he's not Carson Wentz. I'm sorry. And I don't mean that in a way of I think Carson Wentz is better than him. I just feel like from a passing perspective, in quarterbacking what we deem quarterbacking worthy of being paid, Jalen Hurts hasn't shown that. It's kind of like Lamar. Look at the situation he's in. They love Lamar, the Baltimore Ravens. He's our guy. Oh, but wait. Why? Because it's unconventional. I don't care how great these guys are. They always have something to prove, yet and still, until you get that signature on that dotted line and you agree to that. So for me, this is a great opportunity for Jalen Hurts. If this team wins, and it's because of Jalen Hurts in throwing the football and him not outperforming Patrick Mahomes but dueling with Patrick Mahomes, yes, he's shown me enough this year.
So if he wins his Super Bowl, he'll be the first running quarterback to win a Super Bowl. But if he does it primarily with his legs, to you, will that change the perception that, hey, our guy doesn't have to throw for 280 yards a game or 270 yards a game? He could be a guy that throws for less but runs well. Do you think that perception will begin to change or not really?
I don't think it's going to change. I think what we love is we love that you can do it, but don't do it all the time. Like, if you do it predominantly all the time, then it's like, but he doesn't throw from the pocket. Jalen Hurts has been efficient with throwing the football and running the football. Prior to his shoulder injury, he was fantastic. Now, since the shoulder injury, you know, he hasn't been quite the same in the passing game. But we all recognize he's injured. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to give him that pass or the excuse of his shoulder is injured. He's still going to have to perform in the biggest stage, of which we have not seen him do, even in college, perform in the biggest stage and the biggest moment when you had to throw the ball. They went to Tua. Nick Saban was like, let me get Tua in there. This is an opportunity for Jalen Hurts on the biggest stage in all of football, all of sport, to execute not only in the running game, we know he can do that, but in the passing game as well, which we've seen him do.
Greg, last thing for me. Sean Payton, obviously the new Denver Broncos coach, and it came out just recently that he's not going to allow Russell Wilson's, I don't know, what is it, quarterback
personal
coach to be in the building. Is that him just like saying, hey, there's a new sheriff in town, or just him saying whatever they were doing ain't working and we're going to fix this?
It's both. New sheriff in town and whatever you were doing clearly doesn't work. and the fact that, look, I've had – I've had and coached a Hall of Fame quarterback or a soon to be Hall of Fame first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback, and it works for me. I'm not saying that I can't be creative and innovative, but that's not going to happen. That's never been something that he's done. And when you look at the history of quarterbacking, the only person that we know that it's been okayed by is Tom Brady. He's the GOAT. Like, we're not going to just start signing up all these quarterbacks and their guru coaches and their quarterback coaches. It makes other coaches look like we can't execute and get our job done because you have your guy. That's just not a good look.
Yeah, all right, but that's
after,
our man.
After Edelman got busted, they threw out Tom Brady's coach. He couldn't go there anymore. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I do remember that.
That did happen.
All right, that is our Thanks. Man, Greg Jennings, the Super Bowl champion. All right, brother, thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, let me go get my T-shirt.
See? There it is.
All right, Shackle City's next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is a Worship Wednesday here on Radio Row in Phoenix, Arizona. The Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios for the Super Bowl, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place, folks. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Chris, Shekel City, well, I think one of these days, Elijah, who puts together Shekel City for the social media, he's going to start betting it because, you know, before you know it, his son's got to go to college, so he needs to make money for social, right? He's got to make money.
Elijah's not even paying
attention.
He's
not even paying attention. He's just like, he just totally.
He's like, I'll leave that to you.
He's like, Rob, you go ahead. I said, you eventually you're going to start following my Shekel City so that you can make money for your son to send him to college. Look at that.
I don't think so.
All right, maybe not. Last night, Chris, I was 2-1 last night, and tonight I'm going for a hat trick. Here we go.
Wow.
I got the Clippers -7.5 taking on the Mavs in Los Angeles tonight, Chris. No Luka tonight. I'll give up the 7.5. I got the Pistons +11.5 at the Cavs. They're down a couple of players, the Cavs.
Yep.
So I like that 11.5. And I'm going to take the Celtics at home playing the Sixers. Celtics -4.5, Chris. That's not ridiculous. I expect them to win at home. And 5 points. Yeah, 5-point win. There you go. Okay. So Clippers -7.5, Pistons +11.5, and the Celtics -4.5. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
Right, so Kyrie, that's right, Dallas Mavericks debut tonight. What are you expecting from him?
His debut? I expect 40 tonight.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, there's no Luka. He could just go off.
40?
Yeah, that's my number.
I'm expecting 27-ish.
Okay, what's the over-under? I need to find that and bet that.
In
what do you think?
In a loss.
Yeah, I think they'll lose, too.
The Clippers with Kawhi and Paul George, not a back-to-back they should play.
They've been playing better than the Clippers.
Yeah.
They really have.
I mean, look, the West is wide open, and they could be one of those dangerous teams.
They could.
If they're healthy.
You think LeBron and them, that loss hurt last night to the Thunder.
Yeah.
That was
a big loss. Time to make it up, but
every loss hurts. But I'm just saying, that's a team, Chris, in front of you. You know what I mean?
They were a half game behind OKC.
And you're at home.
And they didn't have one of their best players, Lu Dort, wasn't playing. I mean, look. LeBron came out on a mission.
Oh, he wanted to get it done. Everybody was there.
He came out on a mission, and I can't say it took away from the team play because they don't play well anyway, typically. But Anthony Davis was not engaged all night. Had 14 points, I believe. 13 points, 8 rebounds, only took 9 shots. Westbrook was putting it up. But that is a game you should not lose. Big night for LeBron.
Right, right.
At home.
But that's what we talk about.
A bad team that's missing one of their top players.
Right.
Like, come on.
But whenever I bring up and we say this, people push back about he doesn't impact winning. I don't know how they're pushing back. And it's not that he's just it doesn't matter, but they don't always win when he puts up those big numbers. That's all I'm saying. You got
they're 11-14 now with AD and LeBron. And that's where LeBron, this is not an insult at all of LeBron. It's really more of a credit to him. His one of the defining things about LeBron is he, and I even say this over Jordan, LeBron has been able to carry any group of players deep into the playoffs and make them successful. Like he, you could put anybody with him when he was in his prime. They're not going to win the championship, but they would be a threat. They'd win a lot of regular season games. He's done that maybe more than better than any other player ever. And so when you see, even if you, oh, the numbers are the same, but he's not, for LeBron to have another top 10 player in Anthony Davis and some guys, I know people rip the construction of the roster, and yes, they need more shooting and stuff, but Dennis Schroeder is a solid player. You know, Austin Reeves has actually become a decent player. You know, obviously you got Russell Westbrook, not a great fit, but still can be a productive player. Like, they do have some guys. Now you got Rui Hachimura, who's solid. And they still can't win to any substantial level. That right there tells you LeBron is not the same.
And that's the point we're talking about. Yeah. When we say doesn't impact it the same way, in years gone by, Chris, him scoring 34 or whatever it is.
Oh, you're 36, winning.
You're winning
or
the
just,
game.
Just him on the court.
Am I right? You're winning.
Him on the court.
You're winning.
Yeah, I mean, and so, and again, but that is where you see Father Time. He was a defensive, you know, a great defensive player, and he wrecked games on that end of the floor as well. Not doing that anymore. So that's where you don't just buy into the numbers, even though they're great and he's still playing well, but it's not the LeBron James that was, is our view, the second greatest player of all time. So, all right, keep it locked right here. We got 2 hours left. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from Radio Row here in Phoenix. Lock it.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.